WTX.com.
Will Israel and Iran come to a head when it comes to a nuclear showdown? And what does that mean to the U.S.? Speaking of showdowns, does it hurt or help Herman Cain, all of this nonsense about sexual harassment, with this stirring up in the media everywhere you go and see and look? This is all you hear. Does this help his run to grab the Republican nod for the presidency in 2012. Some of the things we're going to be talking about here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, America. Hope you're enjoying your week so far. If not, you're through the hump. Just a couple of days left, and we're on to the weekend. I'm curious, at the end of the weekend, because the Herman Cain story broke, Politico broke it on Sunday night, will it still be around this upcoming Sunday night for 7 days hanging around? I bet it will, because this seems to get new legs every single day. There's a third woman that's come out. She said that Herman Cain, and she was anonymously quoted by the Associated Press because she didn't want her name out there for fear of everything that would happen. She'd lose her job. Everybody would know, all that kind of stuff. But she says that he asked her to go back to a corporate apartment. Suggested that. So there's all kind of weird twists and things that are dropping all over the place as far as Cain's concerned, but his numbers aren't dropping. So in the polls, and when new ones are taken, we'll see, those numbers haven't dropped. And in fact, he's raised more money than ever. People like Herman Cain enough that they're donating to his campaign, a campaign that could use some veteran people to direct it, to help him go through this firestorm that he's trying to navigate through as he makes stops all over the country and talks to people. You know, will ultimately Herman Cain fall? Lots of questions and not a lot of answers when it comes to this story. Right from the get-go, I think one of the big things that should concern us is what's going to happen in the Middle East next. I mean, look at the situation. You have Tunisia. Okay. You have Egypt in Mubarak. You have the situation in Libya and the fact that that went on from February all the way through to just a couple of weeks ago. And, of course, Gaddafi gone, killed. Now, Iran, which has always been a thorn in the side of the U.S. and certainly when it comes to Israel, once again, despite all the economic sanctions and all the threats over the years, nothing has really changed with Iran and the supreme leader or with Ahmadinejad, the president of that country. The red flags are there all over the place that Israel could be very close to a nuclear showdown with Iran. And, of course, Iran is not developing nuclear weapons, right? Do you believe that? It's all about the power. They're working on power, nuclear power. So Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, is trying to get support to attack it, to try to attack that country. He's trying to pull out all the stops and trying to make it happen, realizing what's going on, the big shift in the Middle East. So will the military options that would include the U.S. helping, will that be on the table? Israel test-fired on Wednesday a missile capable of carrying a nuclear warhead and hitting Iran. An Israeli defense person talked about that, talked about the trajectory and how far it would reach and that kind of stuff to the AP, and said that the rocket propulsion system is an exercise that, hey, was planned a long time ago, but wouldn't give much more details other than that. Israel has had Iran in its sights for a while now, knowing it's the most dangerous threat that they face. Tehran's nuclear program, its ballistic missile development, all of that spells danger for Israel, and they know it. Iran keeps saying that they're only producing energy. That's all they're trying to do. And they blame Israel for all the disruptions in their nuclear program. And there have been some very strange things that have happened. Israel is saying economic sanctions, they're hoping, will persuade Iran to stop the whole nuclear program thing. And they're lobbying the Western allies to lend a hand should they decide to full force, no joke, go after Iran. What does that mean for the U.S.? Folks, how do you feel about that? Jump in on Iran or, whoa, take a step back and say, not this time. And because of all the things recently that we're in the middle of, think of the Iraq situation, now pulling out all the troops by the end of December. Think of Afghanistan. I don't see the U.S. completely turning its back on Israel. But I see the U.S. in a way trying to talk Netanyahu out of the trees for now. Because it's always about playing down the road. We'll get there. But if our government has to make a decision on Iran, would you say, yeah? Would you give them the green light, say, absolutely, let's blow them up. Let's do what we have to do to this nutball and go for it. Because he continues to threaten, and Iran with a nuclear weapon is very, very scary because they would use it, and they would use it on the U.S. If they could use it on the U.S., they would use it on the U.S., but they would use it on Israel. Should we jump into the middle of this when we are asked to do that? It's such a loaded question, and we've talked about that possibility many, many times. So you can throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. Meanwhile, this Occupy movement is gaining some steam in a few areas. Power to the people. Protesters shutting down a California port, about 1,000 people. This port area has a lot of small shops and banks. The one thing that did happen is I guess some of the banks, now the word is they were vandalized. There were barricades removed from a small cafe that was right near the protest. And the person who owned the cafe said, I'm a small business owner. What are you doing to me? But we've seen now that some of the people who are protesting are actually affecting a little bit of change. I think part of the Bank of America thing could be attributed to the Occupy movement because there were a lot of people across the country that frankly held signs and went to Banks of America and protested around the banks. There were also customers, because this was even bigger, the customers pulling out their life savings and checking accounts and all that and going other places. So between the two, that was a powerful punch and made Bank of America roll back on their $5 fee they were going to charge for having a card, debit card that you use wherever you go. You know, use it once a month. Boom, they got you at the beginning of the month and they're going to charge you $5. Now they rolled that back. So some things are happening. Even though we do look at the Occupy movement with a critical eye, because in some cases we know it's a bunch of rich kids that are going out there doing drugs, partying, hanging out and fooling around. 800-259-5791, your thoughts.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner. But we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is a time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't, and opportunity's knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Checking the number. That's what a lot of people across America were doing. They were checking the number for the Powerball. I gotta say this. Powerball was up to a crazy amount. It was like $245 million, something like that. And if you did the cash option, it would have been $146 million and change clear. Do you know somebody in Connecticut, boom, boom, out the go the light state, where you have 500,000 people that don't have electricity? Somebody in Connecticut, maybe a couple of different people, I don't know, but the winning numbers came from Connecticut, so somebody is a lot richer, even if they don't know it yet. Hopefully they have that ticket somewhere, because they claimed the big prize for the Powerball. Who's going to claim the big prize when it comes to the presidency for the Republicans? Will Herman Cain ultimately be rocked out of the race because of all the things that are happening now with the allegations? Or will something else trip him up? Or is it Romney's all along because he's the establishment guy? And the big question that I just threw out there, Iran, should we jump in? Should we throw all our chips in on the Iran situation if Israel decides to go for it? And by go for it means to try to take him out, to try to bomb him. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Arnie in Michigan. Hey, Arnie.
Hey, how you doing, Gabe?
Good. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, I think we have to do something, even though everybody's tired of war. With the Soviet Union, they only respected power, and that's the way it is with these guys, with Ahmadinejad. The Iranian people are great people, and we kind of blew it in 2009, the current administration, when we didn't back it when they were trying to overthrow him, at least give them some support in some way. Now it's getting so bad with the nuclear arms race. If we don't do something, and I think it would be more surgical strikes, even though they understand it would be difficult. I don't think we should bomb the whole country, but try to weaken the nuclear facilities is best. And I agree with Israel's point on this. They have excellent intelligence. We're going to need to do something, even though I know our country is tired of war.
Yeah, I agree with you. No, I think we have to have to do something about Iran for all the reasons you said, absolutely. And the Iranian people are good people. You're right. They did blow it in 2009 when you saw the kids, a lot of kids especially, but there were other people in those crowds. When they were trying to protest, they were trying to let their voices be heard. It was so bad, as you remember, they kicked out all the Western journalists because they didn't want anybody to be able to document when they were killing some people, frankly, and when some terrible things had happened. So you're right. Then that would have been the time to jump in, and we totally missed that. Even though saying, oh, it's great that, remember Obama even said that, oh, it's great that they're doing this, and we support people that are trying to let their voices be heard for democracy. Sure we do, but we didn't help them any, and we could have helped them there. So now this is another opportunity here, because you just cannot let Iran nuke up.
No, this is only going to get worse, unfortunately. And so I think with the intelligence that we have and the surgical strike capability, yeah, is it going to cause trouble? But think of the trouble that's going to happen if we don't do something. I guess that's the way you have to do it.
I agree.
That's the way history's always shown, Hitler, Stalin, whoever. You have to do something.
Right, because then you regret it. You sit back, and then who knows what it costs us ultimately in the world of freedoms. We are definitely weary of war. You're right about that. But we've also gone in where we could, in situations where we really didn't go full throttle. And if we had, maybe it wouldn't have dragged out so long. Hey, you're a good caller. I'm glad that you called me. Call us again, Arnie.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
800-259-5791. Make some good points, and I agree. We've had Jeff Atticott on a bunch, and if for those of you who haven't heard him, he's a terrorism expert, and he travels all around the world, advises the FBI. He has a terrorism law school, heads up a law school in San Antonio, Texas, and knows all about the rules of engagement and everything else, and he was a Navy officer, too, at one point in his career, and he says it, that you just can't allow Iran to continue to go down the path that they're going and not do anything. Then you look at Russia and China, what, helping Iran? They're not gonna throw into this. If anything, they're trying to pull away from it and not be part of it. But that means even more so that the United States has to be there to shoulder some of this with Israel. And it's very rare for me to say that, because I'm the person who was saying, just like Ron Paul, pull everybody out now. We're tired of this. We're drained. We've given too much blood and money and everything else poured into the sands of the Middle East. But here's one that we have to do. And I think that there were a couple of missed moments in some of the wars where maybe it could have ended sooner. A big, hard strike. Of course, as I say that, and that having had many military people on, talking about tactical mistakes and things that could have happened, we do have a voluntary military. Let's face it. And it's interesting because now with the drawdown in Iraq, Afghanistan, they're talking about doing that to ramp it up to make that happen a little bit faster. Not by the end of the year, but make it happen a little bit faster. I feel compelled to tell you about this follow-up to Solyndra. Because we talked about Solyndra a lot. Remember when the days of the bailouts and the days of government loans, and of course all the conversation about going green and where we headed in the future with our energy, and geez, solar. Yes, solar, but the problem is it's not affordable, and that's the fact of the matter. So Solyndra was that company that was the big photo op for the president and for the vice president. And Solyndra went belly up in no time. And lots of people lost jobs, too, by the way, over 1,000 people. So we know that story. And we know that that was over $500 million that they were given in a guaranteed government loan, and then they go bankrupt. Now another story has come up that days before the collapse of Solyndra, which makes solar panels, the administration was actually thinking of a bailout that would have given them cash. So we would have been like the angel investors. More cash? Have cash? We got it. We'll give it to you. And a new board of directors. And that would have included two directors that were appointed by the Energy Department. The plan was rejected, so it didn't happen, but it was very close to possibly happening. How about that? Because now there are 1,200 pages of documents, which maybe isn't necessarily unusual because of the government loan, but there are 1,200 pages of documents detailing the whole bailout plan, you know, were in these documents, and they were released on Wednesday because this House subcommittee is voting on a plan to subpoena White House documents related to Solyndra, the House Energy and Commerce Committee. They say they had to have a subpoena because the White House is delaying or denying or whatever the request for all the documents related to that whole company and what happened there. Remember, the FBI went in and did their little bust-up move when they had the jackets. You've seen it, just like on TV. They went in and they grabbed all the boxes. So they got that federal money, you know, the $528 million was the exact amount, before filing for bankruptcy. And then they ended up laying off those workers, like I said, over 1,000 people. So they're looking, pouring through all of the pages to try to see what they can come up with because they're investigating this bankruptcy. I mean, certainly to President Obama, it has to be embarrassing, if nothing else, because of all the massive support they gave to Solyndra. Oh, look, this is the wave of the future, and this is what we're talking about, green jobs. And then we know the story is that they have these solar panels, but China was making them cheaper. How do you not vet out that situation? Any business person who does a business plan, as many of you listening to me have your own little businesses, have worked for businesses, you know what happens when you don't do your due diligence. It's hard enough to make it and survive and thrive anyway, but somebody somehow missed the ball on this because they went belly up pretty fast. If they had gotten the infusion of cash, what difference would that have made? And you know what? The subpoenas have gone out to Vice President Joe Biden's gonna get one. And also the White House Chief of Staff is gonna get one. I don't know if it's gonna be Biden himself. It might be his Chief of Staff. The two Chiefs of Staff are gonna have to deal with that. And they're looking into what the stonewalling is all about. Why aren't they getting the documents? What's the problem? So I think they're gonna have to cough up the documents, don't you? Fruits and Nuts, that's coming up next here on ATN.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the break pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way. And when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad. No, not yet, my dear. That greenish way you're looking means that you are ripe for cooking.
How about me?
No, no. When you are fully ripe, my dear, those little flecks of brown appear.
Me?
You're most digestible, my friend. Delicious, too, from end to end.
Time for fruits and nuts. And boy, we have a lot of fruits and nuts to talk about this time around. And we're going to start off with, geez, you never know with neighbors, right? I hate to be that way. I have nice neighbors. I actually really like my neighbors. I think they're good people. They seem to be, and they seem to keep an eye on each other and what's happening. That's good. It's good to feel like you're around really good, nice people, right? Well, how about this? A Utah man shoots and severely wounds his neighbor. Why? Because he believed that he had been telepathically threatening him and his wife. Now, what's going on there? This was a 53-year-old, Michael Selinan. He's accused of opening fire on his neighbor, Tony Pierce. It happened just a couple of days ago in their trailer park village. He hit the 41-year-old guy in the back and the leg. Oh, that'd be awful. Now, what the police are saying, and this is Centerville where it happened, by the way, they're saying it was totally unprovoked, that the victim was working in his yard with his back to the shooter. There wasn't any kind of argument, nothing precipitated what happened there. So this guy, the 41-year-old guy that got shot, he had to go through brutal surgery, emergency surgery, that resulted in removing his spleen. The good news is it looks like he's surviving and getting better because he was critical. Now he's stable at this point. And the nutball, who's saying telepathically he was threatening him, said that he was firing in self-defense and it, because of that telepathic thing. Oh, that is crazy. So apparently he has diminished mental capacity, you think? And this isn't good. So he has a 38 caliber semi-automatic handgun that they think was used in the attack that they found. And this guy goes even deeper, wasn't even allowed to have a gun because of an earlier conviction for forcible sexual abuse of a child. Oh, that's scary stuff. It's so random, you just don't know. And it's sad for this neighbor who is just raking his yard up, out there doing yard work, and then has that happen. And then when the cops go and get him, and then that's the story. Oh, man. Crazy. All right, speaking of crazy, this was another weird story, too, that I happened to come across. What are people thinking when they decide that they're going to fool around in public? Well, there's two people that were caught fooling around on a picnic table at a courthouse. What? Could you think of a worse place? So do you think they're going to catch you? Let me see. Just right out back. I was going to go have my lunch. I looked out the window, says the police officer, and look what I've seen. So the police say that the two University of Florida students were caught having sex on a picnic table at the construction site of a federal courthouse in Jacksonville, Florida. Both were charged with indecent exposure and trespassing. You know, it's one of those drunken weekends, I bet. It was during the Florida Gators and Georgia Bulldogs showdown. That's a pretty big rivalry, and I'm thinking they might have been bombed. I have a feeling. I could be wrong, but I have a feeling. So this is just one of the latest couples to get nailed for this. There is another couple that from South Carolina that were found having sex inside a museum. I bet you there's a lot of people that do some crazy, risky things in that department. But they definitely fit into fruits and nuts, because do you want to get caught? Do you want to get caught in that situation and you want that on your record? Indecent exposure? Young people can't find a job as it is. Good luck trying to find. Have you ever been convicted of anything? Well, I was picked up once for indecent exposure. Speaking of decent and not decent and crazy things, probably the biggest story in and out of Hollywood is this nuttiness with Kim Kardashian. Now, I said this before, I don't really care about the Kardashians or reality television. It's just not my deal. I think it's mindless junk. But I know people are fascinated by it. And certainly Kim Kardashian has a name that you know because she's just all over the news for different things. And Kardashian has a wedding where pretty much everything's paid for. In other words, sponsors paid her this and that for rings, for whatever, all over the place. So Kardashian files for divorce less than 90 days after she was married to Chris Humphries, an NBA basketball player. And her mother decided she needed to come to her defense because she's sick of her daughter getting hammered about that this is being a ploy and more of the same old nonsense with the Kardashians making money for doing nothing interesting at all and having no talent. And here's what Kris Jenner, her mother, had to say about her situation.
Kim definitely, you know, made money from the pictures. She made money from this and that. We all got our shooting fees from doing a show. We have a, you know, a television franchise, and we got that. But when it was all said and done, Kim had to pay a lot of money to make up for the, you know, the money that she made went to the wedding. She still owed money to make her fairy tale dream come true. She wouldn't have done that if that was a scam. And I personally saw what was going on there. So did they net or gross any amount of money? Absolutely not. I don't know. All I know is that I'm her mom first, and she, you know, confided in me and said, "Mom, this is what I need to do."
Yeah, so she married for love, but the love didn't last very long, and she said she had a difficult time making the decision. She said she accepts, this is the Kim Kardashian, says she accepts full responsibility for her actions, and now she's being tried in the court of public opinion. Oh, see, they'll embrace you and love you and spend millions. She's made millions on all kinds of stuff. So guess what? When you pull something like this, you have to bear the brunt of what the blowback is. Not everybody's embracing of the Kardashians, and a lot of people think it still was a setup, that it's just a brand, and it's just, this was just built up that way, and with all this hoopla and everything else that people got caught up in, shame on her. But it is a nutty thing. This is nutty, too, but this was costly for somebody. The owner of a Southwest Alabama car dealership who was called the Taliban Toyota by a competitor, that name was out there, oh, that's the Taliban Toyota guy, was awarded, check this out, $7.5 million in damages after a jury trial for slander. The Iranian-born owner of a Toyota dealership in Alabama was actually looking for $28 million, that's what they filed anyway, in compensatory and punitive damages from another Toyota guy, Bob Tyler, his name is Bob Tyler Toyota, claiming that people at this Pensacola dealership portrayed him as an Islamist militant to customers. Ooh, think of dealerships in the leeway, the crazy things they do. And think of somebody being in a showroom and then them telling them, oh, that's the Taliban Toyota or whatever they're saying. So he went after them, and here he wins. How about that? And the other salesman, Bob Tyler, was accused of telling a couple different people that the dealer guy was from Iraq, called him a terrorist and some other things. So you can bet that they're probably going to file an appeal. But that's a pretty big award for what happened there. What did I say the amount was? Over $7.5 million. Again, pretty big. It's, slander is a tough thing to prove with the hearsay and everything else, and then trying to get people to come forward and talk about what was said to them and that kind of stuff. But they had that. The attorney had that enough that he could prove it, I guess, in a sense, and he ends up with the money. Like I said, I guarantee there'll be an appeal here, but it's a question of, does the appeal end up revoking that money or not? And the answer is it probably doesn't. And then the other part of that is, can they pay that money? A lot of times you might have whatever the judgment is, but they can't afford to pay it. So do they get the money at all, or do they get any money? And that would be a follow-up as to whether that happens. You'd be surprised how many times you hear the big number, you see the big headline about whatever, and then they never get the money because the other people don't have the money, or they get some kind of money, but it's nowhere near the amount that they were awarded. All right, and we're going to end quickly on one last one here. I don't get the singing shows that there's like how many now? 5 or 6 of them. I do like, I was thinking about this when I said I didn't like reality shows. If I was going to watch a reality show, it would be the Amazing Race thing where people are running around for clues and trying to go to different countries because I'd want to see the other countries. I think it'd be kind of cool. But now the X Factor gets renewed again. So it was good enough that enough people were watching it that it's renewed. It's just another one of those singing shows, except for this time you have Simon Cowell behind it. This guy just prints money. He just prints money, whatever basement, wherever he's living. He's got a printing press in his backyard. He must have it. Stay with us.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. The cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Connecticut, Iowa, Texas, all of you listening across this great nation, Kate Delaney, America tonight. I know, maybe you have one eye open, you're still trying to get to sleep. Or you're like me, you know, I do the coffee thing, and I like coffee, and you go through these, it's kind of like a peaks and valleys during the day when you drink coffee. I don't drink a ton of it. I'm a couple of cups a day, that's it. I know people that actually drink two pots of coffee a day. Two pots. I can't imagine you wouldn't feel jittery after two pots of coffee. Seems like a lot to me. Wonder if John Boehner drinks a lot of coffee. Lately, he's had this love-hate relationship with the president. On Wednesday, it was more that on the hate side. The Speaker of the House said that, listen, he's tired of the president saying that the country is better off because of his efforts. He said, are you kidding me? Why don't you ask the 14 million Americans who are out of work whether they're better off today than they were 4 years ago? You know, the one thing that's true is I think that in Washington, they're so much in a bubble that, yes, you know, you figure if you're a senator or a congressperson, you go back to your districts and you're there among your constituents, theoretically, or because, of course, you want to speak to them and you want to go out to certain events and whatnot. But what events are they going to? And when the president goes to events, who is he speaking to? And what kind of information are people feeding him? Boehner's right in a sense, because we have this 9.1% unemployment rate, which I think is bogus, because I think it's much more than that. And I know I say this every couple of weeks, but it's true, and you can test it yourself. You already know that. When you go into stores, when you're in your own neighborhoods, you see what's happening to people. And a lot of times people don't, and I don't blame anyone. Is it really anyone's business if you're struggling and you're not open, you're not telling everyone, my wife is looking for a job or I just got laid off? It's hard for people to go through that. But as you get to know people and you're in certain circumstances, somehow things just start to come out. And I've seen this a lot with me lately. People who I had no idea that they were struggling would sit next to me somewhere, and when you start having these conversations, then something would slowly come out. Oh, my husband's business is off. Yeah, we have a business. It's down 25%. Ooh, we feel like finally business is picking up a little bit, but it's off, however, whatever the percentage is. But I have heard that conversation, or I have had that conversation with a lot of people. So I don't think that I'm any different than any of you. You must be hearing similar things. I can't believe that everyone listening to America Tonight, or a big chunk of you, it's everything's rosy in the lives of the people around you. I think people really, really are struggling without a doubt. So another thing that Boehner talked about, he was talking about the fact that, come on, this doesn't make any sense. The country is absolutely not any stronger than when the economy was booming and we didn't have a Wall Street crisis. We didn't have a housing bubble burst and all that happened. So, and then the stimulus is the favorite target of the Republicans because of the fact that it didn't work. It didn't work. And when you hear, well, it worked, where did it work? For some temporary jobs, perhaps. And now this next creating jobs movement, the big push for the president, is the $447 billion proposal to create jobs. And the jobs that we're talking about were definitely in one or two specific areas. And, of course, they're being shot down anyway because you come back to who's paying for it and what's going on and all of that. So it's the same thing. The president continues to push his job plan, and the Republicans continue to shoot it down. It's not going to pass. There's absolutely no way. Boehner also talked about the super committee, because here's the thing. The super committee, made up of Democrats and Republicans, if they don't come up with over $1 trillion in cuts, the automatic trigger goes off, and the automatic trigger would really slice defense. Panetta, from what I understand, is a wreck in the sense that he's saying, you got to be kidding me. We're just going to not have the right kind of weapons. We're not going to have the right kind of armor. Where else are we cutting? We've already really cut this thing down. So here's Boehner on the super committee.
The crushing debt and deficit of our government is like a wet blanket over our economy. So we've got to deal with this deficit and this debt. They've got a tough job to do, and I'm going to do everything I can to help them.
Well, let's see. Let's see if they come up with creative ways to slice and dice it. They're having a lot of meetings, a lot of closed door meetings, and so far nothing. But Thanksgiving is just a few weeks away. Can you believe it? Thanksgiving is just down the pike. Does it happen, or is it the automatic? That's why that automatic trigger was put in place, knowing that probably it's not going to happen. And the question ultimately is, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Are you better off than today than you were yesterday? And the argument for the president is, and for the people that are around him trying to get him reelected, is, well, he inherited that. Remember, 2008 was all the nonsense with the bailing out of the banks and everything. But the bottom line is, listen, you want the job, you take the job. You can't continue to blame the people behind you. And anybody who's been president knows that. Take any of the last presidents, whoever it is, whether it's Bush, and he had to bear his own things that happened with, certainly with 9/11, and then what happened afterwards and the weapons of mass destruction and all that stuff. But even prior to that and then getting in office, you can't turn around and constantly blame what happened before, because the buck stops with you, and you've got to try to work with Congress, and you've got to try to come up with some answers. But what's interesting is somebody's listening, because the approval ratings of the president have turned around. While we were sleeping, yep, those approval ratings are starting to go in a different direction. So are people tired of listening to all the nonsense with the Republicans and the Democrats sniping at each other? And are they not liking the alternatives? Is it way too early to handicap that? Because we're just about a year out from the election, the next election, presidential election. But his approval ratings are at 47%. That's in a new poll just released on Wednesday. This would make him competitive for a re-election bid. It was a Quinnipiac University poll, a pretty reliable one that comes out, where the ratings were up from 41% in October, and the president had leads of 5 to 16 points over any of the Republican challengers, because, of course, they ask a lot of different questions of the people that take the poll. A lot of different things, whether it's a foreign affairs question or what's happening in your neighborhood kind of thing. And they found that Herman Cain led the field of Republicans with 30%, followed by Mitt Romney, 23%. Newt Gingrich had 10%, and Rick Perry had 8% in this poll. As for Obama, of course, he had the higher approval ratings, but the snapshot of the Republican race and who would take on Obama, that's interesting. So Cain still, although the poll would have been taken before all this stuff broke, Cain in this poll certainly stood out above everybody else, but this had to be, it was conducted before the sexual harassment complaints had come up, so we don't know if that would have dented the poll and skewed it in a different direction. But it's good to keep your eyes on all of that. But how about that? The president's approval rating has definitely gone up a little bit. We'll see what some of those other polls start to show. Any thoughts on what we're talking about? Remember, you can always share them easily by sending me a note. AmericaTonight.net, clicking on the email.